From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Pro-government fighters in Yemen attacked and killed a senior al-Qaeda leader and three other people traveling in a convoy in the southern Abyan province of Yemen today. Ali Abed al-Rab bin Talab, better known as Abu Anwar, was a chief judge for the extremist group in Yemen. He survived a suspected drone attack in 2014. In spite of terror attacks, people around the world welcomed the new year with hopes for less terrorism, less violence, and improved economic conditions. In spite of warnings about possible terror plots that caused heightened security concerns in many population centers, New Year celebrations went off almost happy and untroubled. In Munich, trains ran on time this first day of the new year. Police in southern Germany lifted a terror alert in the city hours after evacuating two train stations to prevent a feared New Year's Eve suicide attack by extremists from the Islamic State group. German counterterror officials continue to insist it was not a false alarm. Authorities are trying to determine what caused an inferno at a high-rise luxury hotel in downtown Dubai that burned during the city's New Year's Eve fireworks extravaganza. The flames at the Address Hotel provided a dramatic backdrop for hundreds of thousands of people watching a nearby fireworks display. Among them, VOA's Margaret Bashir, who is spending the holiday in Dubai, says she saw smoke coming out of the building at 5 p.m.
Authorities here are saying that the internal parts of the hotel were not gutted by the fire. That I think they had a very advanced sort of sprinkler system that seems to have kept the fire from spreading internally. But the facade is really badly damaged on the north side of the building.
Bashir noted it was a bit surreal watching a fireworks show on one side of the street with the fire on the other. This is VOA News.